Jim Kaufman's with us, president and CEO of the West Virginia Hospital Association. I continue to hear anecdotally from some who suggest that, well, these challenges of the hospital have less to do with the number of patients and more to do with the staffing issue, that if you had more staff, that it would not be as serious in terms of the handling the number of patients. Is that accurate, or what is your read on that?
We do have a staffing issue, and this is a national problem. Just to give you a perspective, there's about 47,000 vacant traveling nurses positions open this week across the country. So this just shows you the huge demand for clinical staff, not just here in West Virginia, but the entire country. And that actually is putting more pressure on West Virginia, because hospitals around the country actually have better resources than we do, and they're able to recruit staff away.
Does this state, do we need more ICU beds in this state?
We don't need more ICU beds. We need more staff. I mean, we actually have the beds. It's the staffing that's the challenge. And that's why all the hospitals are trying to work together to figure out how do we maximize the limited staff that we have to serve the needs of the patient. But workforce issues was a challenge in West Virginia prior to COVID. Financial challenges with the hospitals was a condition prior to COVID, and it's been exacerbated for the past 19 months.